come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on? Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. It is a messed up world and a messed up start.
Well, we're just busy counting. We're still counting ballots. Like, that's why we didn't start on time.
Don't even. See, I told Craig that you were going to start with that crap.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying why we're not on time today.
I don't even want to talk about
it's just delayed.
The new world order. Right up your alley.
Well, your president won.
What the hell are you talking about?
Your president won. whoever got elected or whoever president is our president, whether you like it or not.
That's true.
I can't wait to see all the I'm not your president or not my president.
Oh, no, no. It doesn't work that way.
What do you mean?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Why?
Because, see, I told Craig you were going to start this crap. You're not going to see many of those like we saw in New York City.
Oh.
It ain't going to happen. I'm looking forward to the next 4 years. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The Ship Show, Ship, S-H-I-P show, is going to be so entertaining.
Oh,
it really, truly is.
So when will we find out if we have a president?
Well, we have a president.
He's current.
Yeah, I mean, but we have a current president, and then we're going to have a new president whenever he gets sworn in.
But, like, how long before we know which guy is going to be in office?
I saw something, and, you know, I didn't watch anything last night.
Really?
I did not watch one thing.
None?
None.
You weren't interested? You weren't intrigued?
Zero interest.
Really?
Zero interest.
It's like the fight of the year.
No, it's not.
Dana White put it out there.
No. It's not the fight of the year because most fights of the year, both sides have a competitive sense of this.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it's a conspiracy, but there are some issues.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just saying. There's definitely some issues.
Right.
And no matter who ultimately wins, the other side is going to say that there was issues.
Sure. Did Dana White put a meme for Donald Trump?
I don't know if he did that or
somebody else. Like body.
Are you going to set up, like what's at McDonald's or what's at Walmart or what's at Winn-Dixie where you can come up and just press buttons to order? Are you going to set that up here?
Well, if minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour,
well, it is.
I probably have to.
It's what's the word I'm looking for?
Escalating.
Yeah, wasn't the word, but that sums it up. Honestly, I don't care. I really don't care anymore.
I mean, you could probably eliminate a couple employees, like human people, if you put in a computer and just let customers order what they want, online an app, and then pick up and curbside delivery.
There is an app out there. Greg Hendrick called me yesterday and he told me about an app that he's involved in.
Okay.
That you order on the app and show up and everything's done. You pick it up.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way of the future. I mean, that's what grocery stores are doing, Shipt and Instacart.
Way of the future. Tito Ortiz won his. He's a city councilman in Huntington Beach now.
Wow.
So I'm going to ask him to make a bumper sticker that says, my city councilman can beat up your city councilman.
Just like my elementary school student is dumber than your kid. Well,
there's been plenty of them. I remember there was one for Rich Franklin, my English teacher can beat up your English teacher.
I thought he was a math teacher. Was he math?
Math, whatever. I don't know.
Where's Rich Franklin at? What's he doing with his life?
I think it's 1FC.
Okay.
You know, he's over there in Singapore, kind of high up the food chain. You know, doing whatever it is that he does.
Huh. I miss him.
Were you sad at all, Anderson Silva, last week?
Terrible. It went exactly as I thought it would. It happened the way that I thought it would.
You know what the worst part of the whole fight was?
The after part.
You mean when he sweeped the ref's leg again?
Yeah, he learned that from your boy Seagal. Sweep the leg, Johnny. Or Martin Cove. What's your boy? Martin Cove's on TV slapping some item out.
I don't know.
He's not promoting some.
I don't know, but I think it's kind of funny because they've had different ones, and now he takes the gi off, and he says, that's my dress gi. This is my casual gi. It is kind of funny. The whole thing.
Anderson, it was sad to see it. I guess like my memory wasn't really that good, or maybe wasn't as big a fan as I am now, but I don't remember Anderson really being a trash talker or kind of like an instigator, but I saw like a face-off with Chael. And he like threw a shoulder, you know, at the press conference, and like, yeah, I didn't know Anderson was really that kind of guy. I thought he was more always like this humble, like kind of quiet guy. He just like let his actions speak for itself. But I'm not so sure now.
Well, it was the Chael thing, you know. Pretty much Anderson was, you know, very sportsman, very whatever. But I ran across something that I saw on Facebook, and I cannot stop watching it.
Okay.
And it involves Chael.
Okay.
And Vandalay.
Okay.
When they were on The Ultimate Fighter.
All right.
And I even responded. I know I should stop responding. Okay. How about the big thing that happened with me on Facebook?
Yeah? Are you going to talk about it?
No.
You should talk
about it. No. I will talk about what happened, but I will not talk about the person involved.
Sure.
You know, Westifer Sims III responded.
Okay.
He's like, name shame. I go, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. So we spoke. He wanted to know. Wow. And it got ugly there for a second.
Really?
With Westifer, yeah.
That's your boy.
It is my boy. But here's the thing that I learned until tomorrow, because I will forget this tomorrow. I have been told numerous times, when you interview someone, when you hang out with someone, when you go to events with someone, doesn't mean you're friends.
That's true.
You're acquaintances.
Of course.
And barely that.
Right.
And for the things that were said to me, and here's, and I told you this kind of off the air, the things that were said to me, normally I'd be a little upset.
Okay.
Especially because we were friends.
Right.
I didn't care.
Right.
So it's like deep, deep down in places, and this is the way I described it to Wes from A Few Good Men. Deep, deep down in places you don't go, you know, when he says about the wall, you want me on that wall. I didn't lose any sleep over it. I don't care.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's the situation that we're now in.
But is it because of who it was? And like, he just, I mean.
They.
It.
They.
It.
I mean, no, I'm not going to say
but,
it.
But it's not a name brand. It's not a big name. And nobody knows. Nobody cares.
I don't think that's the point. The point isn't who this person was. The point was, you know, when for years, and it's been reciprocal, you know, my brother, you're my brother, I'm your brother, we're brothers, let's do this, let's do that. So it doesn't matter if it's the biggest name. The name doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter at all. And so when I was talking to Westifer Sims III, I don't know why I always call him that.
That's your nickname.
I said, I started to tell the story about, you know, that I've been told, you know, they're acquaintances, they're not friends. And I said, you know, when I do that with them, you, and he was like, what do you mean you? Don't include me in this. He goes, I'll drop what I'm doing and I'll come right there right now and take care of it. And I believe that from Wes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's few and far between.
For sure.
But it hasn't bothered me.
Yeah.
It really hasn't. And I don't want to spend a whole lot of time because we do have a lot of sports related and MMA stuff to talk about. It's really to the point where I just don't care. I don't care about the situation that happened. I don't care about the situation we're in. I don't care about what's about to happen for the next 4 or 8 or 12 years or what. I don't care anymore.
Well,
I don't care.
The thing. I mean, the country is divided. I mean, this election has divided families, like brothers and sisters, like
but it shouldn't aunts, be uncles. Divided. It shouldn't be divided. You can have an opinion, and I can have an opinion.
No, and your opinion doesn't matter unless it matches up with my opinion.
Yours, and that's the problem.
And that's the reason that you have these falling outs. You know, most people don't take the time to engage in the conflict that you do, but you have nothing to do at home during the day.
Well, that's not true.
You're just watching your granddaughter while she lays on the floor.
90 minutes yesterday she played on the floor.
And 90 crawled minutes you were on around. Facebook no, arguing with knuckleheads.
Well, that's probably true. I don't think I did it too much, but for 90 minutes she was, and she doesn't crawl yet.
Right. That's why you have too much time on your hands.
But she crawled all over the place.
Once she starts moving and you guys start chasing her, you won't have time to Twitter, you know, back at people. And you're kind of like Donald Trump. You use the social media to throw shots, and then, you know.
Styles G lied to us.
Oh.
He out and out lied to us.
Uh-oh.
Because he put a post up yesterday. He said, this will be my last political post until after the election. And then he put up more posts.
I mean, he's kind of the same way. He's an instigator. He likes to get rival riled up.
In total honesty about Styles G. White, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, traveled through the NFL trying to, you know, get the lucky break that he eventually got, former Orlando Predator, et cetera, et cetera. He's admitted to what you just said. How do you not respect somebody who says, yeah, I put posts up just to piss people off?
Yeah.
Just because I sit back and watch how upset people get.
Sure.
I can respect them.
It's entertainment. I mean, some people it's entertainment.
It is entertainment.
I get entertained. I like to watch these.
What's her, Rosie O'Donnell? Entertainment. 2 a.m. I've done that at 2, 3, you know, when I wake up, I'm like, do I, don't I? Nah, yes. Let's go for it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you got nothing to lose. Yeah. Got friendships that are meaningless.
Exactly. It's friendships that really wasn't friendships.
Right.
You know?
I mean, they're friendships as long as they're convenient. Hey, can you give me tickets to this? Can you get me into this show? You want to do this? I can hook you up with that.
In this particular case, I'm going to say that's not the case.
Okay.
You know,
oh, it was more genuine, more real.
Well, it's not that it was more genuine. It was, you know, it's not that this person wanted anything from me and vice versa. You know, I met them because they did an interview, you know, but I don't think it was like that, even though a lot of times, you know, it definitely is. But I believe this. You can have a different view. You can even be on a winning side, losing. I don't care.
Do you have, is there, and don't name drop. Don't say names.
But, I'll try not to.
But are there people on your friends list or your supposed friends list that you've lost because there's no live sporting events, so nobody can get Monster Jam tickets from you or on-field passes to the Bucks or to the...
I can't even get on-field passes to the Bucks.
But what I'm saying, like, has anybody like ghosted you during this pandemic where it was like, well, I haven't talked to you in 6 months because I don't have anything to offer you now?
I don't know. How would you know?
If your Facebook messages are dried up and nobody's like, hey, man, what are you up to? You're like, there's no live events.
Yeah, you got a couple.
I know you got a couple.
I don't know.
I can see the brain spinning. You're like,
I don't know.
But there's another checklist of people you can like cut off your friend list. And then when they disappoint you, you won't be upset.
The other thing that I'll do the day I stop radio, whenever that may be, could be today for all I know. The day I stop, I'll get rid of social media.
No, you won't.
Sure, I will.
No,
sure, I will.
You like to stir the pot just like Styles does. You're on it.
I don't see the difference. Is I respond to posts.
You do.
I don't necessarily put posts up. I mean, I know that I have. You know, there's been stuff, but you know, typically it's I'm responding to people on that list, and I'm never going to call it a friends list again, because it really isn't.
Right.
There are a lot of people from the radio world. You know, whether it's other radio hosts or whether it's people, you know, that tune in or people that follow the show. I mean, they're not necessarily friends.
Right.
You know, they like the show. I don't know why, but, you know, they possibly do because I give them things.
Yeah, you give away free tickets all the time.
And that's not all true. There's some people that are a 180 degree different in views and opinions, and they've come to the show every week for years.
Right. Right.
And that's fine. I remember I gave prizes to somebody who threatened me and came to the press box to beat me up.
What, is that Shane?
No, Shane. Shane just didn't like
the
me.
The president of the Randy regime once hated you.
Yeah.
Like drove truck overnight, like all cross country.
But that for a different reason. But I remember vividly, and the guy showed up, and I still gave him the whatever it was, the shirt or whatever that he wanted. I don't care.
Speaking of shirts, do you like my new shirt?
Something I gave you?
No, it's the MMA Elite shirt. It was on my thrift store find of the week.
I don't really care, and don't ever say that again.
Why?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we're back. Wow. I'm coming to you live from the Pete's 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Scheduled on today's show. You got me riled right out of the block.
I did. I fired right up.
Brendan Allen fights this weekend.
Awesome.
At the Apex Center.
Yes.
Darren Elkins fights this weekend at the Apex Center. You know who else fights this weekend at the Apex Center? And because of this whole thing, and because I'm not going, and because I don't really look at the lineup,
right?
You know, I now understand what many of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Antonio Brown, by the way, who suited up and was out on the field today, they have told me for years that they don't know who they're playing after their next game.
They just keep everything in front of them.
I've never believed that.
Yeah.
I've never believed it. Now, even though I've looked at the schedule, like when the schedule first came out, I looked at it.
Right.
I can't tell you who the Bucs play next week. I know who they play this week only because they said it. I fell asleep during the Monday night game, so I didn't hear that. But okay. I can't tell you who they play after the Saints. I have no idea.
For that, because they keep everything in front of them, just one game at a time.
Yeah.
One opponent, keep all your focus on it.
And so I don't know if it's because of the pandemic, because of my attitude lately, because I just really don't care. I don't know what it is, but I had no idea. And when I saw, when I looked it up, because when they finally sent the list of who was going to come on, I kind of looked at who else was fighting.
Right.
You know who else is fighting this weekend?
Who's that?
Take a wild guess. Who's one of our guys?
Oh, one of our guys?
Yeah, one of our guys.
Oh.
Exactly. Max Payne fights this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I had no idea. None. Zero.
Wow.
So Max Griffin will be on later in the show as well.
I love it.
He's like, of course I got time.
You know who one of our guys is that I didn't know was one of our guys until I watched Bellator 250 fight Douglas Lima? Did you see the fight?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Gregor Mousasi.
Oh, yeah. I watched part of it.
8-Man Strong.
Yeah.
They had swagged out.
Yep.
And what a fight.
And they had the only blue 8-Man Strong hats made.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
That's the same logo that behind you.
Right.
That's the same one.
Right.
So
they made five of them.
Really?
Because as soon as I saw it, I texted Adam right away.
Sure.
I want one of those sweet blue ones. And they were like, we only made five for the team.
Wow. It looks so good.
It did look good.
It was amazing. He had the 8-Man Strong shorts on, and he put a whooping on Douglas Lima, a dangerous guy. I mean, a champion. He's trying to get a double belt, you know, to be a double champ.
The other person on the show today, and if he calls you the Naked Pizza Man, I'm hanging up on him.
Oh, Dave Manley.
Dave Manley. He made the announcement Sunday who the next figurine is.
Are we going to say it, or will we let him say it?
Well, we can say it because he already put it out.
Yeah, but our listeners haven't heard it yet.
Right, so we can do it.
Okay.
We'll break it right here.
Yeah, break it.
Break it right here.
Break it.
Even though he broke it on Sunday.
He did. Live on a Sunday.
Who do you think it might be?
I know who it is.
Oh.
I watched the live tape.
Did you really?
I watched it on Sunday live.
Okay.
Of course. I had to watch it.
Who is it?
DC.
Daniel Cormier. Who I thought might be coming back.
To
fight.
At?
To fight.
What weight class?
Light heavy.
Against Jones?
Well, Jones isn't a light heavy. Jones is a heavyweight now.
Jones can do whatever he wants.
That's the only reason why Daniel Cormier would come back to fight light heavy, because Jones is gone.
Speaking of Jones, did you see he chased a burglar out of his driveway with a shotgun?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, do you think he really needed the shotgun?
Yes.
John Jones?
Yes.
The GOAT?
What is wrong with you?
He doesn't need a shotgun to, like, be dangerous.
It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight.
I don't know if the guy had a knife.
You don't know. That's the point.
What is John Jones?
It does. I don't know if you're just trying to say crap to really rally me.
I would never do that.
Okay. Somebody breaks into your house. I don't care if you're the baddest man. Oh, yeah, you're John Jones. You are the baddest man on the planet. Take a shotgun. Take a hand grenade. Why would you not? You don't know what somebody breaking into the house has.
But you're the greatest martial artist ever.
That's true. Name me any martial artist. Name me any athlete. Name me any badass that can fight his way out of somebody that has guns and knives. Just guns.
Steven Seagal could do it.
Well, he'll kick it out of your hands.
Yeah. He kicked Anderson Silva into
his retirement. He'll do that mind control where you don't know how to pull the trigger or whatever.
Yes, yeah,
I have no problems with what John Jones
does. Force field. Have you seen those force field masters on Facebook?
I was watching one earlier where, what was the word? It was like me. And he's like doing this stupid crap where he's pushing and pulling and this. And this is a huge dude. And a girl goes to do it, and like she's trying to hold him, you know, he's trying to pull her, and then she said, he goes, say it, me, and then she like pulls this 400 pound dude where he almost pulled a wall down. It was, man, the stupidest thing. But I thought Daniel Cormier was going to come back and regain the light heavyweight title. Instead, Israel's going to go up and fight Jan, which has already been announced.
Wow. That's
and then the rumor is then he wants to fight John Jones at heavy.
Israel does? Yeah. What about Blachowicz? Blachowicz's probably the best fighter of all the three right now.
He's going to fight Israel.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I just said that.
All right, yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening. So he's going to fight Israel.
Right, and then when Israel beats him.
Is that why Jones left? He's afraid of
him? Yeah, he's afraid of him. Sure.
Well, yeah, maybe he could bring a shotgun to the ring.
Then he wouldn't be afraid anymore.
Oh, there you go. It worked for the burglar. Might work at light heavy.
Well, it didn't work for the burglar. He was able to chase him out.
He survived. The burglar was still alive.
Well, he didn't get shot, did he?
No. But Jones said he put the muzzle of the barrel up to the window.
And said, go away?
Well, then he wrote on Instagram, he was like, if you're going to burglarize somebody's house, make sure you're faster than the guy chasing you. So a burglar should really start conditioning, start working out. Like, make sure you're fast enough to outrun John Jones with a shotgun.
Didn't he just move? He moved like to the northwest somewhere.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he did. You know, in those great states up there, Oregon,
yeah,
Washington.
The Oregon they just voted to decriminalize all drugs.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
Yeah.
Like you can have anything.
Yep.
And it's not
illegal
now.
Yep.
That's going to get interesting.
Yep.
I mean, how do you police that?
You don't. You get a tent and you get some drugs and you're good to go.
Yeah, but everybody's going to be breaking in houses, stealing TVs. Maybe that's why they're at Jones's house.
Well, that's why you get shotguns. Right.
Yeah.
That's all I'm, I bet.
Yeah, come on. Go for it. Just say it.
I'm ready.
I'm like Styles White. I'm going to fire you up today. I'm going to instigate you.
All right. Well, we're almost back on schedule, almost back on time after your screw up to getting the show started. So, yeah, it's your fault.
Well, I was counting ballots. I was in the bag making them up.
How about Chad's?
Yeah,
Hanging Chad's. How about if they would have sold those Hanging Chad's? Could you imagine? Like, you see those little bottles of, you know, like the mound after the Cubs won and confetti after whoever won last year's Super Bowl, Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, what if you had like a bottle of Hanging Chads?
Priceless.
Great way to wear a mask.
Wait, nobody wears a mask.
You're not. Did you see, was it Lisa Guerrero? That was awesome.
No.
It was a restaurant in California. There was a sign, they do not allow masks in the restaurant.
Good for them.
And she was there with the full crew filming it and how awful it is. And it's a lovely world. I love life.
Everybody hates everybody.
Well, see now I can have some friends.
I'll tell you what, man. For the last 6 months, traffic's been pretty peaceful overall. I mean, I had no trouble today. I don't know why, but people were just jerks.
Well, that's because COVID's over.
Just jerks on the road.
COVID's over.
I'm like, you realize that I'll still beat your ass. Like, if you get out of the light and you start acting a fool.
It's all good now. We can all go out and resume our national running program.
Speaking of fights at the stoplight, did you see that big guy driving a little Prius electric car, and then like this big huge monster truck was like honking at him because he wasn't going, and so like a 6'6", 350-pound dude gets out of the little Prius, and like the guy in the truck was like a little 5'5" Asian dude or Hispanic dude, and the guy picks him up by his neck, and then throws him in the bed of his own truck. Gets back in the Prius and drives away. So
more shenanigans coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. and staff song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Idiot app.
Like the video though.
What's the name of those guys?
Who?
The band. I can't remember their names.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't listening.
What?
I'm still watching the video of the
big guy. All right, that's funny. All right, let's get back on schedule. Let's get back on track. This weekend, we're back at it.
We are.
Pandemic means I'm still not going to be there. Which is kind of weird.
It is weird.
But let's welcome to the program. Brendan Allen fights this weekend, UFC Fight Night 182. Those numbers are adding up pretty quickly. Brendan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. First and foremost, thank you for your time today. How has the last 6, 7, 8 months been for you, been getting, training and trying to get ready for fights?
Normal for me. I don't do a whole lot when I'm home, but I hang out with my family and I go to fight camps and to get ready for fights, and nothing's really changed for me. I still live a normal life that I live and do kind of what I want to do.
Has it been difficult to train? Gyms supposedly closed. I know that some athletes still were able to go in and get some work in and get some training done, but how difficult has it been to get to the gym and stay in shape?
The last fight was really difficult, but this one wasn't hard at all. Everything was normal for me as far as training itself. This one was fine. Last one was really hard.
How eerie, and I know it's only Wednesday. You probably just got to Vegas, I would assume, yesterday. How strange is Vegas? You're probably not anywhere near the Strip, but I'm sure you drove by it because of the airport. I haven't been there since, I don't even remember, when last year, I guess. So kind of talk us through, you know, just the eeriness of Las Vegas right now.
To be honest, I haven't worked by the Strip or anything like that. I just go to the hotel, to the PI, then back to the hotel, and maybe to Whole Foods, but that's it. I don't like crowds. I don't like. I'm not a big people person, especially at this point. And so I just stay to myself. There with my friends every now and then, but mostly I just stay to myself and talk to my family on the phone, and that's it. That's all I want to do: just cut weight, train, fight, go home. That's all that matters to me.
I know that I've kind of been ripped for this, and, you know, I've traveled with the UFC since UFC 11. I've been God knows how many fights. I miss not covering it live, but I enjoy watching it on TV with no crowd where you can hear everything. You can kind of concentrate on the fight a little bit better as a fan. Give me your thoughts.
From my perspective as a fighter, I don't hear crowd anyway. I just, once they say, "Are you ready?" that's really all I can pay attention to. You know, there's another man across from me trying to hurt me, so I don't hear crowds. I don't hear outside perspective. I'm focused on what I'm focused on, and none of the rest matters to me at that point. So crowd or no crowd, it doesn't make a difference. I'm still going to fight.
Well, and the best thing is you don't hear, you know, those people yelling out, "Sweep the leg and get him a body bag," and, you know, all the things that we've heard at, you know, each and every fight.
Yeah, I don't hear those anyway, to be honest with you.
So Brendan, are you still fighting or living out of Louisiana? Is that current for you?
Yeah, I live in Louisiana. That's where I live.
So with the five hurricanes making a historic impact on that coast, I mean, has that affected training at all, like loss of power at the gym or just like debris in the roadway where things are closed down? Like, has that impacted your training at all?
I don't train in Louisiana. I just live there. I train at Sanford in Florida. So, I haven't been home while all the hurricanes hit. Plus, none of them really hit where I live directly. They were more to the west. I live more to the east, almost by Mississippi. So, we didn't really get anything there except for some winds, a little rain, but that's nothing out of the ordinary for Louisiana.
So maybe, Brendan, you're our lucky charm, you know, being here in Florida to keeping them away from Florida, the hurricanes.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of a strange way to look at it, but sure. Speaking of strange, what's the strangest thing that's ever happened to you or with you in the middle of a fight?
I'm not really sure. I don't know. There's always, like, injuries and stuff like that, but that's not strange. It's just things that happen. I don't know. I'm different than a lot of people. I don't really think of anything. I just kind of go with the flow, and something pisses me off, it pisses me off, and then, the next day's a new day. I'm very to myself. Friends, I don't know, I'm just different than a lot of guys, especially at this point right now where we're at. I don't really care for too much, too many things. I just ready to fight and go home. Honestly, I don't even care about the fight sometimes. It's just, I just want to go home.
And just get there. The reason I asked that question, I asked a fighter many, many years ago, and he said that he was fighting Dennis Seaver. I think it was the fight in Boston quite a few years ago. And he said that he heard his corner talking in German, obviously, because they're from Germany. And he said for about 8 seconds in the middle of a fist fight, in the back of his brain, what was the name of the movie?
Inglourious Basterds.
He was watching that in his brain in the middle of a fight, and he had to, like, snap himself out of it because he was watching a movie in the middle of a fight.
That's pretty funny.
It was interesting. All right, a couple more real quick questions, then we'll ask about the fight. Trying to get to know you a little bit. Dinner for four. Four people are going to come over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious, cannot be family and cannot be like teammates. Who would you want to sit down and have dinner with?
I don't think you want my honest answer.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Sure we do.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It is FCC radio, so as long as you can say it on real radio.
Nobody. If I don't know you, then I don't want you over. Like, you're not coming to my house where my kids are. Or, I don't know. Like, I'm just weird like that. That's how I was raised. I have a small circle. I keep it small for a reason. I don't like groups. I don't really like people too much. So, you know, I don't like to put myself in weird positions. But, yeah, I don't know. I can't even.
Brendan, at the top of the show, we were discussing how Randy just lost a very prominent friend they thought was a friend, but is no longer a friend. But it looks like we
have a new friend. Yes.
You are now Randy's best friend, Brendan.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. All in.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite answers of all time. And kind of telling you a little personal thing, I had a thing with my two children that they are never to get in anybody's car that has not been in my house, which narrows it down to about four people. And that's how
I kept my kids.
Exactly. You were scheduled to fight Ian before. Does that help in preparing, or a fist fight's a fist fight, and it doesn't matter how long you prepared or who it is?
I've been trying to fight this guy for since LFA days, and somehow it kept evading me for maybe not him, maybe something else. I'm not saying it's him evading me, but yeah, I don't really care. I think I know him better than he knows himself. I know what he's gonna do. It's very simple. It's very basic. I don't think there's gonna be any surprise of what his intentions are come Saturday night. But I mean, it's gonna be what it's gonna be at this point. The only thing that I can control is my preparation, and I've had the best of the best for this preparation. I'm ready to go, and, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. Win or lose, I can't control that outcome. I can just control my preparation. And, yeah, it's kind of where I always sit fight week. It is what it is.
Does it even really matter when it comes down to it, you know, what he does or what he can do? Isn't it more about, like you just said, your preparation and how you, you know, proceed and handle that on Saturday?
I mean, I know what I have to respect, and I know what I have to watch out for. But other than that, like, this is one of those fights I really, at least I believe in my heart, like, he's got the same chance that every other man has, a puncher's chance. Other than that, he can't beat me anywhere. His ground's not better than mine, his wrestling's not better than mine, his cardio isn't better than mine, his striking's definitely not better than mine, his clinch is not, like, I don't see, like, where you can beat me. Other than you trying to hold me down, which isn't going to happen, or you knocking me out with the overhand, which, you know, anybody can do that. So, I mean, that's nothing special. It only takes 3 pounds of pressure. So, you know, whatever. I accept that fact every time that I fight that I can get knocked out. And it is what it is to me at that point. I don't really, I'm not scared to be knocked out, but obviously I don't want it to happen.
Sure. Well, I am excited. My new best friend gets back in the cage on Saturday night. I cannot wait. Brendan, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold to get your address so we can send you out some 8-man strong gear for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Best of luck on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I can't wait.
See, Randy, look, 45 minutes in, you went from a great loss to maybe the greatest friend of you've never known.
That's one of my favorite answers ever.
Like, nobody's coming.
I love that.
Keep my circle small.
And again, you know me. That is me.
In the world we live in, the social distancing, that is a politically correct answer.
There was only one person that was ever able to pick up the kids at school. One person.
Really?
Yep.
And that was?
He's a friend of mine on Facebook, and he is a friend. I've known him since he went to high school with my little brother. Richie Spencer was the only one. And the only reason why he was in the house was because he would come over during the day. We'd play video games all day long. So it was like when I was first out of the military, you know, before I was able to find a job or whatever, we'd play video games and nonstop.
Wow.
Good stuff.
I feel pretty honored. I've been in your house.
Yeah, but
I'm in the circle of trust.
No, not quite. You are in the circle.
Pretty good. I drive you around. I drive your son around.
Yeah, but I'm still not able to sleep when you drive. So then that.
Well, that's because I listen to loud music to keep myself awake coming back from sunrise at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We went down to a Kimbo Slice fight. And I probably told this story before. I won't say names. I'm not name shaming. I'm not going to get anybody in
shame
trouble.
Shame them.
And the music was loud and music that I don't like to listen to.
Okay.
And I started to complain. Well, the person in the back liked the music.
Okay.
And he said that he had enough bullets in the gun to shoot me, get rid of me, and have one left over.
Oh.
To shut up and go to sleep.
Well.
So I did.
All right.
I went to sleep. And I moved on.
So I got to be cautious driving down to the Bare Knuckle Boxing next Wednesday. We drive down to Miami for BKFC 14.
There is some rumors we may drive down there on Wednesday.
Let's do it.
It's still a rumor.
Let's do it. I'll get an alley. I know where the gas station is before we enter the alley, so we will not run out of gas.
Well, Steve thinks we're going down there for like a week. He's got a house for us. He's got a boat. We're going to go out on the boat Thursday.
I love that guy.
He was telling about all the bands that have been on this boat.
Did he get hugged by Donald Trump last week?
No, I thought he got hugged by Melania.
Oh, I think both of them came over and they hugged him after they came off the stage.
Well, he is connected.
I didn't know he was connected like that.
Oh, no, he is connected.
That guy's seriously connected.
Yeah. So
I love that guy.
Do we want to be in the same car as Steve next
week? I don't know. It depends on how the ballots come in.
Well, I think we know.
I don't know. What do you know? I don't know.
I think we know.
What do we know?
We know. We know what's going to happen. Come on.
Who's going to win?
You know, and the thing that's been crazy is the Vegas odds changed so much. So before, I guess, the night before, so this would have been Monday night, the Biden was a huge favorite. Okay. And it's like they got it was plus 280, minus 140, whatever.
Yeah, just like a fight.
Right. So Biden was a huge favorite. And then during the day, during the votes were coming in, Trump became like, I want to say he was minus 180. And now I think Biden's minus 400.
Wow.
So it's over.
What? When Vegas speaks, it's pretty much biblical.
Well, but again, all that means is putting the money down because Vegas is, all Vegas wants to do is break even because then they get the money in between.
Right.
I believe in gambler's terms, that's called the VIG.
Okay.
How about that? So that's why it keeps fluctuating. It's not necessarily who they think is going to win a fight. It's where the money's going.
Right.
And they're trying to even out, you know, the money lines and stuff. But what do you think, final political question of this hour.
Okay.
What do you think Trump is going to do? You know, after all this is said and done. Do you think, you know, he's going to do the tour like all ex-presidents do? Do you think he's going to go back to reality TV?
Yeah, I think he goes into he might go to the UFC. He might put on shows with Dana. He might.
Here's my prediction.
Yeah.
When he loses, if he loses, he runs again in 4 years.
Can he?
Yes.
You're allowed.
Yeah. Okay. You're only allowed to be president. You're only allowed to be elected twice.
Okay, but you can run.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Biden ran in 88.
Jimmy Carter can run tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, and then him and Biden can kind of look similar.
No, I could see Trump in the UFC. I mean, the UFC wouldn't be where it is today without him. And he has a great relationship with Dana.
No, I was there.
Colby Covington and Masvidal. And so he's got the fans and the support. He loves the scripted WWE stuff. So I could see him being in the fight game.
He's in the WWE Hall of Fame, I believe. I was there at the hall on the boardwalk.
Uh-huh.
You know, so yeah, he has been involved. Which, again, doesn't mean anything.
I mean, that's what he's great at, is promotions and hype. I mean, he's like the white Don King.
With better hair.
Well.
And that's bad.
I don't know. Which one's better? Which one wore it better?
Well,
like,
Don
both, King, both are no, iconic like
Don,
hairdos.
Don King wore it better. Okay. It was just awful.
But Donald Trump is awful, too. I mean, the flap and the... But, yeah, I mean, he's the greatest hype man. Next to Don King, never
no,
to live.
No.
Who's better?
Ringling and Barnum and Bailey and Ringling, the dude who started all that stuff.
It's true. Those guys are pretty good.
This is when, you know, milk was a penny, yet he's getting a dime to come see the three-headed lady.
That's true.
Did you ever see the three-headed lady?
No.
I didn't either. Did you ever, when you went to any of those circuses or carnivals, did you ever go into those things to see the freak stuff?
Yeah, like the bearded lady and all those kind of things.
The two-headed donkey.
Yeah.
I thought a quarter was too much, so I didn't pay it.
Yeah. Well, the problem with going to the freak shows like that was that they tried to keep me. Like, sir, your cage is over here. Get back inside.
Get back inside.
But no, I could see. I mean, Trump's not going away. You know, he's a public figure. He was a public figure before he was president. He'll be a public figure after.
Well, no, he's not going to go away.
But I think he actually likes being president. I think he likes the, you know, I think he enjoys the job. I didn't think he did.
I think Harris is going to enjoy being president.
She will. And now you finally got a Harris in the Oval Office.
I know. It's the only reason why I wanted him to win, because now I can get buttons that say Harris is president.
Yeah. You know, best Harris ever? I mean, that's a strong contender if she makes it to the Oval Office.
No, it's how she's going to get to the Oval Office that's going to make her the best Harris ever.
Best Harris ever.
And then her and Hillary can go at it together.
Oh.
And see who comes out.
Trump will promote it. He'll look it up.
I think that'd be awesome.
I just think, yeah, he's not going anywhere. You know, but I thought, like, initially he just wanted just to show that he could win it. I thought he was going to quit, like, the first year in. Just kind of like, all right, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. You guys don't want me here. I don't want to be here. So I kind of thought he was going to just resign or walk away. But I think he actually does like being president. I think he, like, actually enjoys the job and, like, the responsibility. So I think it's going to be tough for him to, like, walk away from this one.
All right, let's get off the political stuff for a minute. So I was watching what football game was I watching? Because I really only watch the Bucs right now.
They almost lost to the Giants.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about
that. What are they doing?
We'll talk about that in a second. But jeez. So the Rams played the Dolphins.
Yes.
In Miami.
Your boy to turn up.
Yeah, oh, nice job. So what do you think the temperature was on the Dolphin sidelines? And I have a photo of this to prove this. What do you think the temperature was on the sidelines of the Miami Dolphins on Sunday?
And where was the game played?
In Miami.
In Miami. It was kind of a cold front. I'm going to go with 92.
It was 80 degrees.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think the temperature was on the sideline of the Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim, San Diego? The Rams.
99.
140.
Wow.
There is a photo of the two barometers. How about that?
They're playing in the sun.
They're playing in the sun. Well, and the Bucs do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they could have turned it the other way or whatever, but
I've been in the third section at Ray J facing the sun on a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock game, and I almost died.
I never have, and I never will.
Well, I was one of those people I talked about earlier about how, you know, how they disappear during this COVID because they don't get free stuff from you. You gave me those free tickets. And I almost died in those stands.
That's what friends do.
That's why I haven't called you in 6 months.
I saw this on Twitter. Every once in a while, I see stuff, and I try to take a photo because you know I can't remember. So the question was, from the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
A lot of people think it's the NFL Hall of Fame. It's not. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Here's the question.
Okay.
And I'm going to present this question to you.
Oh, I'll answer it.
Which would you rather have?
Okay.
A Super Bowl ring. Or a Hall of Fame ring?
Ooh. I think, oh, man, that's a loaded question. That's a loaded question.
I was able to answer it very quickly, but go ahead.
I mean, I don't think you get in the Hall of Fame unless you have a Super Bowl ring.
That's not true.
No?
No.
But Dan Marino's in there?
Yes.
Oh, why?
Yes.
He's terrible.
I know you did that on purpose.
I did, but
good job.
maybe you should be in the Pizza Hall of Fame.
So which would you rather have?
Super Bowl ring.
Here was my first thought. It depends on the type of player that you are. Okay? If you're just a player.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Sure.
If you're in the NFL, you're a good player. If you're
an equipment manager and you get a Super Bowl ring.
Well, they all do.
Right.
I mean, Paul Porter got another Stanley Cup ring. He has more Stanley Cup rings than Andrejczyk.
Is it the asterisk ring?
What?
It's got an asterisk on it. Like on the
I told you that's not going
to happen. There's an asterisk next to all seasons.
No.
The Rowdies canceled the playoff game, the championship game. The Rowdies.
The Rowdies didn't cancel it. The league canceled it.
And there's no trophy.
Right.
They just said, we're not going to give a champion this year.
They're like whatever conference they are. They're like the Eastern Conference champs, which they are.
Yeah, but they won nothing. They got nothing out of it.
It's a participation trophy.
Well, just like I voted stickers.
I told you, I got in a fight, shocking, at softball. We took second, and the league came over to give us the trophy. I said I didn't want it. Well, and again, you know that because
I've been there at media day.
Yeah, you took the
when
trophy.
When you're like, I don't take those.
I don't take it. And they got mad at me. They said, you have to take it. I said, I don't want it. You have to take it. I swear to you, I took it, and I threw it straight up in the air, and it came down and hit the concrete at Woodlawn and broke. I said, there's your effing trophy. Not taking a second place trophy.
That's why you don't have any friends, Randy Harris.
I don't care. Brendan and I are going to go to dinner, and we're going to order food for four people. He's going to eat two, and I'm going to eat two. And that he is my new best friend.
All right, so which ring would you take, Super Bowl or Hall of Fame?
Well, again, like I was starting to say, it depends on what kind of player you are. You know, if you're one of the greatest players of all time, you want the Hall of Fame ring.
Right.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. Ring. Your ring size is gone. And Staff Song. We'll be back.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.